Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chavav. On Tainus Chavav, we start a new parak relating to when Kohanim Dochin, Birchas Kohanim, four different times, but a number of times on today's daf, Mincha comes up. Mincha, right at the beginning of the Mishnah, Kohanim Renosias Kapehem, Arba Pomim Bayom, Beshachres, Bemusaf, Bemincha, Ubeneilas Sha'arim. And then the Mishnah talks about also when do we say that there is no special tefillah for the mamad, when there's halel, when there's a karban musaf, no ne'ilah, karban etzem ein mincha, mincha comes up as well there. Later on, the karban tamid was batel, one of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuos v'Tammuz. Of course, the tamid shel shachar is shachar, the tamid shel barnabayim is keneged tefillas mincha. So, and then on the chavav mabeis, towards the bottom, we have, when is there berchas kohanim? Is there berchas kohanim only by shachar and musaf? Is there only berchas kohanim by ne'ilah? Because mincha is gzera to other days. So mincha comes up in a number of places here on the daf. So let's talk a little bit about tefillas mincha for today's shiur. So we know the pasuk tells us in Chayesar Vayesa Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Yitzchak goes out to daven in the field, and Chazal tell us that he was Misad, it's Perachav Dalat Pasuk Sama Gimel, right towards the end, after the whole story of finding a wife. Vayisa Ena Vayar Vineg Malim Baim. So he davens, and he lifts up his eyes, and the camels are coming. So first of all, it's pretty amazing that he davened, and right after he davened, then he was answered. Right, Avram Avinu davened for Sodom, and he did not get the answer that he wanted. But here, Yitzchak Avinu davened, and immediately, V'yisayin avayar v'nei gmalim bayim. Pretty amazing. So we'll get back to that, Be'ezus Hashem. But first of all, why is Mincha called Mincha? Right, the other two tefillos, obviously, Shacharis is called Shacharis because of Shachar. Arvis is called, or Myriv is called that because of Erev. It's at night. Why is Mincha called Minchas? This is a question that Tosfos asks. Tosfos in the beginning of Arvi Psachim, right? The Mishnah there says, Samach LeMincha. So that's what Tosfos says. Mincha, so why is it called Mincha? Tema, this is the Tosfos, is printed later on in Daf Kuv Zayin. Tema, Amai Kari LeMincha. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Di Mishum De Mincha Haisa Kreva Ben Harabayim. Is it because there was a Mincha that was Hukrav Bein Harabayim, a carbon mincha that went along with the Bein Harabayim carbonos, the Tamid, Halo Gam B'Shachar Kreva Minchas Chavitin, U'Minchas Tamid, Minchas Chavitin, half of the Kohen Gadol's mincha that he brought daily was Hukrav in the morning, and the Minchas Tamid, and the mincha U'Minchas Sav V'Niska, as we know, the mincha goes with the carbon Tamid in the morning also. So it can't be because of the actual carbon mincha, because there were carbon minchas in the morning, and in the afternoon. The Yesh Lomar, first answer is, B'shachar yeshem acher tefillah shachris. Well, the other tefillos have another name that is appropriate, right? You call this shachris, you call this myriv or arvis. What are you going to call afternoon one? What are you going to call the afternoon one? Okay, right? One might say, call it saharayim, something, sohar. The ode, but then Tosfos says something more positive. The Amrina Perakama de Brachos, it says in the beginning of Meseches Brachos, Navav, Havi Zohir, but Tfilas Mincha. At least according to one day, I'll be very careful with Tfilas Mincha. Sha'af Eliyahu Lonene Ela, but Tfilas Mincha. Because when was Eliyahu Navi answered? When Har Carmel, and they davened all day, and then towards the end of the day, he douses his Mizbeach with water, and he makes it soaked. And then he davens, Aneni Hashem Aneni. When did that take place? Mincha time. Lo nena ela betfilas mincha. V'shema b'shas hakravas mincha nena. Maybe at the exact time that the mincha was being brought in the afternoon. V'lakach kari leitfilas mincha l'sha'az ha'yashas ratzon. It was a special ace ratzon. Pashtus that mincha is a present. Mincha is a present, and it's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's a special time that our tefillos are answered. If you look in the Balaturim, on the Pasuk, in Parshas Chayesara, he said, Lasuach basadeh hainu tefila, sheyitzchak tikein tefilas mincha, va'oz nizdamno lo rifka. So he points out that this mincha has such power right afterwards. Rivka, v'hainu d'chsev alzos hispalo kol chasid l'lech l'eis mitzo. D'hainu isha, daven for a wife. D'chsev matza isha, matza tov, d'garan brachas n'afches. So by the Baal term, also the Klei Yoker notes that he was answered right away, which is, shows the special power of mincha. What makes mincha so special? So there is a beautiful tour. The tour in Reish Lamed Beis in the beginning of Mincha says, "Ukshegiyas manam tefilas haMincha yispalel umaod tzarech lizarba." We'll have to get back to that. We have to be very careful with Mincha. Darei b'chal bar Ravuna olam yizar adam tefilas haMincha shaharei lo nena Elio ela betfilas haMincha. As we just said, Elio was answered then. Shenemar vahi balos haMincha vayigash Eliyahu vahatam. Says the tour, what makes Mincha unique? Mipnei shetfilas hashachar zmana yadua. Baboker bekumo mimitaso. Yispalo miyad kodem shei tarud ba'asakav. Shachris, in a certain sense, is not so difficult. You wake up in the morning, you go to shul. The first thing you do, before you get involved in the day, before you start making phone calls, before you do anything, then we're supposed to just go daven, the first thing. And therefore, it's somewhat, we roll out of bed, we go daven. V'chein shalerev, and also myriv, before we go to sleep, we're finished our day. Okay, we daven. Balailas bani yadua, bivo labeso, v'hu panui me asakav. Aval shel mincha, she be'emsa hayom. But mincha is in the middle of the day. Ba'ochu tarid ba'asakav. Mincha is right in the middle of the day. He's in the middle of business meetings. He's in the middle of traveling. He's in the middle of everything. And then he's going to stop in the middle to daven sarach lasum osa elibo ulfanos mikol asakav. He has to focus his heart, turn away from all of his other dealings, ulis palelosa, to daven it. That's very hard. I'm in the middle of a meeting. I have to say sorry. I have to go pray. You have to go pray. You're in the middle of a game, in the middle of traveling. You have to daven. You're in the middle, in the morning and at night. Okay, it's easier, but you have to stop in the middle. That shows sacrifice. That shows a dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'masakein schar harbe ma'od. It says the Torah, that's why it's so precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's harder. It's harder. Everyone out there has some mincha stories where they've had to do mincha in a special, unusual place. You look at the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Minchas, and Reish Lama Beis also has a fascinating comment. He says, "Bein Arbayim Haviyoser Yisratzon Mishum Sha Mincha He Besof Kol HaAvodos." Mincha is keneged the Tamid Shel Bein HaArbayim, and it's keneged the end of the Avodas Hayom Kedi Isa BeYuma VeNimsa Sha Mincha Shel Bein HaArbayim He HaAvoda HaAchrona Shel Hayom. It's the last avoda of the day. V'chaviva uritzuya kmo tfilas ne'ila b'yom ha'kippurim. What's unique and special about ne'ila on Yom Kippur? It's the end of the avoda. It's the end of the day. As the gates are closing, the last few moments, we have a ne'ila, and we use the time. Mincha is the ne'ila of every other day of the year. It's the last tefillah that we have, the last opportunity we can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, you could daven earlier mincha too, which we'll talk about soon. But it's chaviv, like ne'ila of Yom Kippur. V'lachein az hu ha'eis ratzon. That's why it's eitz ratzon. V'chein amar David, tikon tefilasi k'toras lefanecha, masas kapai, minchas erev. Harei de minchas erev hi ha'chaviv ha'yoser. It's very special. This also might connect to another Gemara, where Yitzchak plays a prominent role. One of my children asked me recently the question that we dealt with before, and that is, Yitzchak Avinu is absent in a major sense from Torah Shebichtav. We hardly know anything about Yitzchak. Right, we have parshios about Avraham, we have parshios of Yaakov, and Yitzchak very little. Right, we have the story of the Yaakov and Esav. He's there, but it's really Yaakov and Esav actions finding his wife. Also, he's not there. He digs the wells, the same wells his father dug. But in Gemara and Shabbos Peites, we have an amazing story where Yitzchak plays a central role. Right, the Gemara tells a story that at a future point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to destroy Bnei Yisrael. La'asilavo yomar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'Avraham banecha chatuli. And he'll say to Avraham, your children have sinned. Children have sinned. Amar lafan of Ribono Shel Olam. And what does Avraham answer? I have no way to defend them. Yimachu HaKadosh HaShemecha. I have no way to defend them. Amar Hashem says, I didn't want that answer. Emel Eli Yaakov, Davali Tzargi Lubanim. Okay, I'll go ask Yaakov Avinu. Maybe he could come up with an answer. He's had Tzargi Lubanim. He put a lot into his children. Efshar Debay Rachmi Alayu. Maybe he'll daven for them. Amar Le Banecha Chatu. Amar Lefan Ever Bona Shalolam. Yimachu HaKadosh HaShemecha. No, they need to be destroyed. Amar lo besavi time of lo bedartiki eitza. Amar lo li Yitzchak banecha chatuli. So Hashem says to Yitzchak, your children have sinned. Amar lafan every bonus shalolam banai v'lo banecha. So he said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, what, they're my children? What do you mean banecha chatuli? Hashem, they're just as much your children as they are my children. It's not like the parent that says, "You're doing what your daughter did." No, banai v'lo banecha. B'sha sheikdimu lafanecha nasa l'nishma karasa lahem bini b'chori. Achshav banai v'lo banecha. Right, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're yours just as much as mine. And then he goes to getting into math. Vod kama chatu, kama shosav shaladam shivim shana. How much does an average person live 70 years? Tal Esther, the first 20 years, they're not chayiv Onesh Bidei Shemayim, that leaves 50 years to sin. Dal Esra Mechamsha de Leilusa, half of those years they're probably sleeping, and they also shouldn't be punished, 25 years, it's a lot of sleep, so that's 25 years left. And then what? Then you have, then take off another 12 and a half, Ditzluye Umechal Udebesakise, for the human needs that they're involved in, eating, drinking, bathroom, and davening. Interesting. Pashalu Tartis Riopalga. So 12 and a half left. So says Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem, if you could handle 12 and a half years of sin out of 70, mutav, great. Ve'im lav, palga alai apalga lech. If not, I'll take half of it. And if you can't even handle that, v'imtim salomar kulam alai, hakrevis nafshai kamach. I did akedas Yitzchak. I gave myself to you. And that's why, based on the pasuk in Navi, so they the Gemara says, "Ata Avinu." They thank Hakadosh Baruch. They thank Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak says, "Thank Hashem." So, what's the message here? That Yitzchak Avinu is able to come through because he has the schus of the akid. He was the sacrifice. Maybe Tfilas Mincha on a smaller scale represents sacrifice. I stop from whatever I'm doing. I stop from the middle. I stop from the business meeting. I stop from ex, whatever it is. I stop and I turn to Hashem. That's a little akedah in a certain sense. And that's why Dafka Yitzchak, who gave his life. Akedah Yitzchak is Dafka associated with that, with Tfilas Mincha. Again, that's a, it's an amazing story. Okay. When is the best time to daven Mincha? When's the best time? Earliest time? When is the worst time? When are you allowed to daven? So that is a discussion. So major, so does machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur about whether what is better to daven, mincha gedola or mincha ketana. If you look in the Tur that we just read, but now I'll emphasize the other part of it, the Tur in Reish Lama Gimel, vizmana. When is mincha? Mishe shos v'mechsa ulamala. 6.5 hours. The Torah says, Mincha is from Mincha Gedola. Ad halayla devre chachamim until nighttime. That's the chachamim. Rav Yehuda says, until plaga mincha. Ad sof yudal av shos chas revia. Ran until 10:45. Halachic hours. The lo ifsike hechza bahadi kachaminayo. So we'll get to the latest time to daven mincha. But that's the earliest time is Mishesh Shaos Vamechza. From 6.5 hours, Mincha Gedola is what the Torah says. If you look in the Rambam clearly says that Mincha Gedola is a Bidi Evet. Mincha Ketana is the way to go, and that is the Iker time for Mincha. Says the Rambam, Kfar Amarnu, Shetfila, this is Paragimel in Hilchas Tfila, Kfar Amarnu, Shetfilas Mincha, Kineged Zman, Tamid, Shalbein Harabayim, Tiknu Zmana. They were Masakin Mincha, Kineged, Tamid, Shalbein Harabayim. Ulafi, Shaya Tamid, Karev, Bechol Yom, Betesha Umechsa. Since the Tabid was brought at 9.5 halachic hours every day. Tiknu Zmana, Mitesha Shos, Vemechsev, Yanikres, Mincha, Kitana. The Mincha with the smaller. Ulafish, Be'erev Pesach, Shechalias, Be'erev Shabbos. But because, in one unusual circumstance, when Erev Pesach falls at Erev Shabbos, Hayishokhtanes Atamim, Bishesh, Vemechsev, they had to shecht all those carbon Pesachs on that day, so they had, and they had to finish it from Chatzos all the way until Shkia. So they had, and they had to, so they had to move the Karban Tamid off. Of course, the Karban Pesach is done after. It's the exception to the case. So they had to do the Karban Tamid 6.5 hours. So because of that one unusual case, therefore the time for Mincha is defined as that always, but it's a bidyevet. Amru Shamis Palo Me'achar Sheish Vamechza Yatsa. So the Rambam clearly holds Mincha Gedola is a Bidi Eved, just because once in a while, when Erev Pesach falls in an Erev Shabbos, that's when the Karban Tamid is brought then. But really, 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 Mincha Ketana is the defining one. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, but the Vilna Gaon says that Mincha Gedola is also L'chadchila, it's fine. But the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rambam, Misha is palo tfilas mincha lachar sheishos v'mechsa v'mala, yatsa. V'ikr zmana mitesha shos v'lamechsa. And when's the latest time? That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. But the Shulchan Aruch, again, Pasuk Mincha Ketana, and others say the Gra, and the Chaim Kidievsky davens Zrizim Magdiv L'Mitzvahs. That's the issue. Zrizim Magdiv L'Mitzvahs, or more Keneged, the Ikerzman HaKarban. That's in terms of the early earliest time. The Rambam does discuss, has a fascinating line, where the Rambam talks about davening two minchas. The Rambam in the next halacha, in halacha gimel, parak gimel, halacha gimel, the Rambam says, Nagu anashim harbe. We've never heard this. But the Rambam says in his day, Nagu anashim harbe, lehispalel gedola viktana, via achas rishus. Right? Toktana and gedola. Right? There is no Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah does not comment on this Rambam. Both people daven two minchas. V'horu mikzas ga'onim sheim roi l'esfala rishos ala hagdola. And the Gaonim say, really, your Iker Mincha should be the later one, and the first one could be Rishus. V'chein adinosein, b'pnei shehei k'neged davar she'eno tadir b'chol yom. V'mispala hagdola chova, lo yispala haktana ela Rishus. Right, if you want to daven both, have the first one to be Rishus, the Rambam l'shitaso, because the later one, Mincha Haktana, is the Iker one, and therefore make the first one Rishus. If you made the first one chova, then the second one has to be Rishus. You can't daven two tfilos shel Rishus. Halamadata shizman mincha gedola, mishesha osvemechsa, ad tesha shemechsa, bizman mincha katana, mitesha vemechsa, ad shi shoer min hayom shaveravia. Vishal is palo sach, a tishka, hachama. So that is the Rama. What's the double minchas? If you look in Rav Soloveitchik and the Rishim HaShiurim, here in Maseches Brachas, he talks about there must be a difference between the Chovas Gavra for Mincha and the Chefza Shel Tfila. Chovas Gavra, only one Mincha. Person only has to have one Mincha. In terms of the Chefza Shel Tfila, so then it seems like there's flexibility. Midivrei Rama Mavur. This is on page Shin Nun Dalad. D'yeshnei Mechayivim Nifrada B'Mincha. Two different Mechayivim. Mechayiv Shel Mincha Gedola U'Mechayiv Shel Mincha Ketana. Rama didn't say you could have two Mincha Gedolas. Or two mincha ketanas, it's one of each. So there must be two different mechayvim. V'nira, sha'af al pisha b'chov ez ha-gavra yesh rachiyiv l'ispalo mincha pamachas. Even though chov ez gavra, there's only mincha mitzvah to an achiyiv to have mincha once. V'alidei tfilas mincha achas. Yotzei ha-chova shel tfilas mincha. And your yotzei, v'yei nafgamina bein mincha gedola mincha ketana l'ni chov ez tfilas mincha. There's no difference in fulfilling your chiyiv. Mikol mako mincha gedolo mincha ketana havin shtei cheftzei tfila b'fnei atzma. It's still two different chefzah shel tefilas. Umishem hachi yachol is adam is pala shteim. That's why you can daven both. You can't daven two mincha ketanas or gedolas. There's two chefzah shel tefilas. V'yal kein kasav Rambam she nagul is pala mincha gedola v'gam mincha ketana. V'nei zei pashut to be tefilas shachris like a lemeimer hachi. You can't say this by shachris. Shereinu yachol is pala shachris pa'amayim. Elim kein is pala sa tefilas shniya b'taras nedava. You could have it in a nedava, not a rishus. There's only one mechayev. Mashenkin lagabe mincha gedolu mincha ketana to mutter lispala mincha pamayim af beli chiddush davar mishum deshteyin chalin kechefsa befnei atzva shel tefilas mincha. They're all separate. Diika base mechayevim nefradim lispala chefsa shel mincha. V'lachein shaper efshel is not even lispala al shtei tefilos mincha. V'nira what the Rambam writes rishus. Ein kavanasod habitfilas nedava, da chefsa shel tefila habitfilas chova, el de bechovas gavra tefila achas havi rishus, de lekel of chiyiv lispala, but bechefsa there are two tefilas chovos, chova shel mincha gedola, and chova shel mincha ketana. Fascinating, that's the Rambam, as explained by Rev Soloveitchik. Good, that's in terms of the ideal earliest time. What is the earliest time bidyeved, meaning, if you daven mincha before chatzos, it's nothing. That's the time for shachris. What if you daven after chatzos? So Rashi sounds like in Maseches Brachos that 6 hours are 6.5 hours is da'araisa. If you look at the Rashi in where's the Rashi right here? The Rashi here on Daf Chavav mincha gedola. Let me just see if I can find the Rashi quickly. Rashi says mincha Gedola, Ibala Hatim Tamish Ben Arbaim and Yochal Hakdima Kodim Sheshos Vamechsa. The Ben Arbaim Ksiv, Kinatin Sali Arab, Mishachamanot Lamarev, the Hainam Sheshos Vamechsa Ulamala. Sounds like from Rashi that 6.5 hours is a din da araisa. It's a din da araisa. But many Achronim assume that Mida araisa is from Chatzos, and the Chachamim pushed it up another 1/2 hour, so people might make mistakes within a 1/2 hour, so they push it 1/2 hour later. Tosfos Anida says this on Daf Sama Gimel. So if it's Drabbanon, so then maybe we could say, what if you daven after Chatzos, before Mincha Gedola? That's the question. So it sounds like from the Magen Avram in Reish Lama Gimel Aleph that you would not be Yotzei. Sounds like you would not be Yotzei, but others aren't as clear. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the beginning of Siman Reish Lama Gimel, Mashma mikodem lachen lo yasa ifilu b'diavet kakasa magen Avram birke Yosef v'yesh me'achronim b'sfir luhu da'avtel chachilo asel espala kodem shnishlam chatzis shah achar chatzos mikol makom b'diavet shispala b'zuah chatzis shah lo yispala sheinis. Right, he quotes achronim that say no, as long as it was yet chatzos, you don't have to daven again. Good. There is a shita of Rav Moshe that's much discussed. Rav Moshe and Arachayim chelik beis simen chaf. And elsewhere, Rav Moshe alludes, without explaining it, that he holds that Chatzos, he said he got this from his father, Chatzos is always the same time. summer, winter, whenever. When is it? So the Achronim, after Rav Moshe, the Talmidim say Rav Moshe 11:56. 11:56 is always Chatzos. So if that's true, there are some shuls out there that have minyanim 1:30 New York time throughout the summer. And the problem is, if you look on the chart, sometimes Mincha Gedola is a little bit after that. So they say they rely on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has this chiddush that Chatzos is always the same. Says Rav Moshe, Shachatzos Hayom Yilolam Shaveh Shehukim Sheba Hashemesh LaEmsa Adarom V'zeh Shaveh B'chol Hashana Rak Sheshtei Chatzoy Hayom Einem Shaveh Rak Eze Yamim Bashanu Lefamim Chatzi Rishon Gadol Lefamim Chatzi Sheni Gadol V'chen Kibalti Gamei Avi Mori Zecher Tzadeh V'Kadosh Levracha. So that's a chiddush of Rav Moshe in terms of Chatzos that could allow people to daven b'dieved a little bit earlier. But again, generally most do not accept that and say you have to go by what it says in the Luach in terms of the earliest time for Mincha. So we spoke a little bit about the earliest time for Mincha, the best time for Mincha, and the uniqueness of Tfilas Mincha.